Hello, welcome to the Vaultcast. This is another pilot episode. We're just trying this thing out. I'm your host, Tony Fernandez. I am joined with Michael LaGrassa. How's it going?
Hey, Tony. It's going good.
we're just doing another test, trying to get this thing running. Again, we'll talk about the Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare perks got announced. They got maybe 15 of these perks. I'm not sure. They haven't really announced any returning perks or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at them right now. They actually look... a lot of them look like the same ones from the first one. Some of them look pretty different. Like one-man army here, we have used primary weapons in a secondary slot. So I guess that would go with the double carry... from the last time.
Dude, what does that even do? I read that. The use primary weapon in secondary slot, right? Isn't that, I think that's more or less like overkill, isn't it?
Overkill, exactly, yeah.
A lot of these are the same. For example, there's Scrambler, which jams enemy radar.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of them are pretty much the same. I think they just gave them different names.
Yeah, even like that. Well, they have Last Stand coming back. It says like this, but this time you can crawl.
Oh, really?
Which is, actually, you know, that's kind of better.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You can, you know, move to... Well, not really. It kind of sucks for the guy who downed him, and then if he kills him, you know?
Yeah, especially if... Yeah. Well, mind you only have 10 seconds, though.
True, true.
But yeah. So, LaGrasse, what have you been playing, man?
Lately, I've been playing Borderlands. Borderlands is actually my top game right now.
Yeah, I've been playing that with... I was playing that with Adam, too. Me and you and Adam and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really... Dude, I want to play DJ Hero so bad. I want to get it so bad, just it's so expensive, man. $120.
I know, for a little turntable. Mind you, well, Guitar Hero 3 costed around the same, just not the 20.
Well, I think it...
it was about 100.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought it costed about 100, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Like, the day of. Mind you, it's only $20 more, but still, yeah. Couldn't they just kept it, you know?
Oh, of course.
I don't know, but that game looks good.
Definitely looks something to tap on the way.
To tap. Dude, if I end up getting it, I'll let you. You gotta come over and check this stuff out.
Of course. Gotta tap that at least once.
Oh man, only you, LaGrasse.
Only
you. Oh shit, dude. Guess what's getting released next week.
What is getting released next week?
Okay, I don't know if you knew, Manhunt 2 got, originally when it was submitted to the ESRB,
okay.
It was rated a AO, right, adults only, so it was only allowed, it wasn't allowed to be given out, distributed,
yeah,
right?
Because
Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo don't allow AO ratings on their consoles, so they couldn't distribute it, right?
Right.
So now it's gonna be coming out as the original. What they did originally was after they toned it down, and then they basically toned it down so that they can get an M rating, and then they released it as an M rating toned down. So now they're releasing. Direct to drive, they're releasing the AO version.
Wow.
Dude, honestly, I'm picking that up for sure. Just because of all. Now, this was in 2007. I remember listening to other podcasts in 2007. Mm-hmm. And how much craziness was happening about this. It was so cool. You know, I don't know. It was cool. It's more cool for me because I saw it before, it got the AO rating, and I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to see what it was all about. And now that it's coming out, I'm definitely downloading it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's definitely a game to try out, especially if you're a violent junkie. You know, you love the violence.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. Well, that game's just as Sir Jeff Gerstmann would say, It has like casual sadism, which is like freaking
Casual
mental.
sadism. Amen, brother.
Exactly. And God of War 3 demo will be coming out soon.
Speaking of which, did you check out that Ultimate Edition for God of War 3?
Ultimate, what's in that?
The Ultimate Edition actually entails what it comes it packaged with is you know those health crates that you bash open during the game? Like
Oh
those.
yeah, okay.
It's basically one of those. That's the package. And when you open it up, you get the special edition case for the game. You get an art book, an extra DVD, and what was it?
Dude, honestly, with these collector's editions, all I look forward to is like something cool. Like for example, the case, which is cool,
Yeah.
that box, and stuff like figurines. Because other stuff
Yeah.
like art books and other DVDs, like I never check out really.
I usually like watching the game development ones 'cause those are really interesting.
Are they really that good? I've never watched even one of them.
Yeah, they're pretty interesting. I mean, it shows the developers and they show you how they create certain things and the moods they want to go for. They show you concept art, like what the character might have looked at a certain point in time.
Yeah.
All things like that.
Nice. All right. Well, unless you got anything else to say, I think we should bring this podcast to an end.
Yep.
And yes. All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning into the Vaultcast, and we will see you next week.
See ya.